Bible, both from Luke chapter 1. If you want to follow in the English, the Bibles are in the seats in front of you, and it's page 1024 is the page number, 1024. And we're having this read in French. Is that right? Terrific.
Durant le règne d'Hérode sur la Judée, il y avait un prêtre du nom de Zacharie, de la classe d'Abia. Sa femme était une descendante d'Aaron et s'appelait Elisabeth. Tous deux étaient juste devant Dieu. Ils survivaient d'une manière irréprochable tous les commandants et toutes les lois du Seigneur. Ils n'avaient pas d'enfant parce qu'Elisabeth était stérile et ils étaient l'une de l'autre d'un âge avancé. Où, pendant que Zacharie remplissait sa fonction de prêtre devant Dieu, c'était le tour de sa classe. Il fut désigné par le sort d'après la règle en vigueur pour les prêtres. Pour entrer dans le temple du Seigneur et y brûler la parfum, toute la multitude du peuple était d'horreur en prix à l'heure de l'offrande de parfum. Alors une ange du Seigneur apparut à Zacharie et se tint debout à droite l'autel des parfums. Zacharie fut troublé en le voyant et la peur s'empara de lui. Mais l'ange lui dit, n'aie pas peur. Zacharie, car ta prière à être exaucée. Ta femme Elisabeth te donnera un fils et tu l'appelleras Jean. Il sera pour toi un sujet de joie et d'allégresse. Et beaucoup se réjouent de sa naissance, car il sera grand devant le Seigneur. Il ne boira ni vin ni boisson à Colossie. Et il sera rempli de l'Esprit Saint dès le ventre de sa mère. Il ramènera beaucoup d'Israélites au Seigneur le Dieu. Il marchera devant Dieu avec l'Esprit et la puissance de lui pour ramener le coup des pères voulus enfants. Et les rebelles à la sagesse des justes, afin de préparer pour le Seigneur une peuple bien disposé. Zacharie dit à l'ange, à quoi rencontrerai-je salé? En effet, je suis vous et ma femme est d'un âge avancé. L'ange lui répondit, je suis Gabriel. Je me tiens devant Dieu, j'ai été envoyé pour te parler et pour annonce cette bonne nouvelle. Voici, tu seras muet et tu ne pourras plus parler. Jacob, jour où cela arrivera, parce que tu n'es pas cru ma mère parole qui s'emplit au moment voulu. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
It might have been hard to follow that in English at the same time. Let me read through in English from verse 5. In the time of Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time came for the burning of, when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the spirits of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well on in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and will not be able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're now going to have a next reading from a little bit further down the page. I'm sorry there's a bit of a difference between the reading on the screen and this, but it's the same essential message, Urdu and English. Who's an Urdu reader?
We'll read from Luke 1:26-33 in Urdu first. Chhate mahine Khuda ne Jibril farishta ko Galil ke ek shahar Nasrat mein ek kunwari ke paas bheja, jiski mangni Yusuf naam ke ek aadmi se ho chuki thi, jo Daud ki nasl se tha. Us kunwari ka naam Maryam tha. Farishta ne uske paas aakar kaha, "Salam, tujh par bada fazl hua hai. Khudawand tere saath hai." Maryam farishta ka kalam sunkar bahut ghabrai aur sochne lagi ki ye kaisa salam hai. Lekin farishta ne usse kaha, "Ae Maryam, khauf na kar, tujh par khuda ka fazl hua hai. Tu hamla hogi aur tere beta paida hoga. Tu uska naam Yasu rakhna. Wo buzurg hoga aur khuda taala ka beta kehlayega. Khudawand khuda uske baap Daud ka takht use dega, اور وہ یعقوب کے گھرانے پر ہمیشہ تک بادشاہی کرے گا. اس کی بادشاہی کبھی ختم نہ ہوگی." This is the word of Lord. We will read from in English now. From 26 to 33. During Elizabeth's 6 month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin girl who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord is with you. You are very special to him." But Mary was very confused about what the angel said. She wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is very pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant and have a baby boy. You will name him Jesus. He will be great. People will call him the Son of the Most High God, and the Lord God will make him king like his ancestor David. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." This is the word of Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Kuram. Please keep that Bible passage open. If you've closed the Bible, that's on page 1025. Please open it up. I'm going to talk a bit about the message there. I'm going to put some images on the board. If anyone's got little children who'd like to come further forward to see, do bring them forward. If anyone's got little children who are not sitting well, you could take them out to the room just on the left where you can see us, and there's a bit more space for your children. But any children want to come forward, do please do that. Mark, this is number one. So we've got four special Christmas meetings happening this year. So today, next Sunday morning, next Sunday evening, then Christmas Day. And each of these four, we're going to be looking at the Christmas message from the perspective of one of the characters who was there at the events. So today, Angel Gabriel. Next week, Herod the king. Who actually wasn't in Bethlehem, but Herod the king. Next Sunday evening, we'll think of Mary, and then next, on Christmas Day itself, we'll think about Joseph. Let me ask God for help. Let's lead us in prayer for asking him for help to understand. Almighty God, we thought this morning already how you are a God who communicates. You speak to humans, and you speak to us through the words of our language. And yet the Bible tells us there's a barrier to us hearing. It's the barrier of our hearts. And we tend to distrust you and assume we know better than you. Please, Lord, give us hearts that are ready to respond to you so that we would accept what you say and enjoy life with you as you have created us for. Amen. So I've got a quick true-false quiz coming up on the top board here. First question. Are angels make-believe? Is that true or false? What do you think? False? Well, if you're a believer in the Bible, you'd say it's false. We've read, haven't we, this morning? There are Bibles. Next one. An angel can be in many places at one time. A bit more tricky. True? False? They're a spirit being, aren't they? Does that mean they can be in more than one place at a time? We're going to find out about that. Next one. Spiritual people can control spirit beings. So it's like an angel or a demon. They can control them so that they can help or harm others. True or false? Some are saying false. Some not sure. Number four, we should worship angels. False. Matt's more confident. Okay, we'll leave those up. We're going to find out some answers to those. So in the first reading that Dante read for us, the Bible tells us about a man in the time of King Herod. So Herod was the king. What's the name of the other man we're told about in chapter 1? Zechariah. So yeah, his name is there in verse 5. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. What does he do? From that verse, what does he do? He's a priest. Okay, so a servant for God, a holy man. What's he like? From the Bible. What's the Bible say this man is like? Yeah, he's righteous. So it says in verse 6, both of them, both he and his wife, are righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. What sadness is in their lives? They're childless. Verse 7, but they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Now, a messenger comes to Zechariah. Actually, let me get my picture of Zechariah first. He's an old man, so got a man with white hair on his face. There's Zechariah, my old priest. And this messenger is an angel. The Bible says angels are real, not make-believe. Just because we can't see something today doesn't mean it happened then. Even today, I can't see electricity, but someone presses a switch and these lights are working. I can't see oxygen, but I know if you were to cover my face and stop me breathing, I would die. We can't see these things, but we know they're real. So the Bible would say angels are real. Gabriel was with God, and now he is with Zechariah. So he's come from God to be with Zechariah. And later, he's going to go back to God, and then he will go to be with the woman. What's the name of the woman he went to speak to? Mary. Okay, the Bible suggests that an angel can't be in more than one place at a time. They don't have bodies like us, but they're spirits that stay in one place. Okay, they're not like God, who can see everything in all places all the time. These spirits are more restricted than God is. So number two up there is not true. Number one is true, number one is false, angels not make believe, they're true according to the Bible. Number two, an angel can't be in many places at one time. Now, Zechariah is a messenger of God, a servant of God, but he's afraid, isn't he? He's afraid when this angel comes. And Gabriel tells him the message, but Zechariah doesn't believe the message. And so what does the angel say will happen to Zechariah?
Silence.
Yeah, he's going to be silenced. So that's up in verse 20. Angel Gabriel says, "And now you, Zechariah, will be silent and will not be able to speak until the day this happens." So here he is, a religious teacher, a spiritual man of God. Who's in charge here, the spirit or the religious person? The spirit is the one who has power. This man can't control that spirit. This spirit has power over him. So number three is not true. Spiritual people, go back, please. Spiritual people can control spirit beings to help or hurt others. No, they can't. Okay, that's not true. So whether it's a man of God or a witch, the Bible shows that they can't have power over spirit beings. Spirit beings are more powerful than humans. They can silence a human. Well, if they're more powerful than us, does that mean we should worship them? The fourth question. Well, the Bible tells us elsewhere, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus has made everything. He's the creator of all humans. He's the creator of everything, but he's also the creator of all spirit beings. He's made angels and he's made demons. And the difference between those two is that angels are spirits who obey God and demons are spirits who do not obey God. They disobey him. But they've both been made by God. Angels are made by God. Demons are made by God. All things in the universe are created by God. Nothing exists in the universe that's more powerful than God. The difference between those two is how they react to God. Demons are trying to resist God. Angels are trying to serve God. So God has sent Gabriel so we can know about Jesus. That's the message, isn't it? This great king, Jesus, is coming. That's what he's telling Mary. And Zechariah's son John is also to get people ready for Jesus coming. So we shouldn't spend our time trying to find angels and wondering about them, because if we do that, we then show ourselves to people who ignore God. Because God sent the messenger to say, "My son is coming." That's why he came. Not so that we would focus on the messenger, but that so we would hear the message. The message is, "My son Jesus is coming." So our place is not to worship angels. Why was Zechariah made silent? Yeah, he wouldn't believe. Whose message wouldn't he believe? God's message. Yeah, the message was through the messenger Gabriel, but it came from God. Okay, that was his mistake, not to believe the message. We must not make the same mistake. If we think we've got to worship spirit beings, angels or demons, and focus on them, we are making the same mistake as Zechariah. The Bible says, listen to God's message and respond to him. Don't worship the spirit messengers, whether they're evil or good. So could we now have the next slide? Oh, we've got it. Okay, angels are not make-believe. An angel cannot be in many places at one time. Gabriel went from God to Zechariah, went back again, and then went to Mary. He wasn't everywhere all at once. Spiritual people, whether they're a man of God or a witch, they cannot control spirit beings because the spirit beings are more powerful than them. Number four, we should not worship angels. Okay, that's what we've learned from these these words. So the angel is a messenger about God's plan for people. He's not talking about the spirit world. He's saying this is going to happen for people who live in the world. So he sent an angel, a messenger, to tell them. And we saw his second message, which is for... where is my picture of her? Mary. Here we go. Came to tell Mary about her son Jesus. Just get rid of Zechariah. And that was in the second reading that we had in Urdu from Kurum. In that message, he tells her five things about her son. Let me read that message first. So it's over the page in verse 31, I'll read. So this is what Gabriel, God's messenger, said to Mary. 31. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, that's the first thing, and will be called the Son of the Most High, the second thing. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, the third thing, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, the fourth thing, and his kingdom will never end, the fifth thing. Let's see those five things on the board. Can we have the first? Oh, no, sorry, go back. I don't know why I didn't get to put them on the board. So the first thing, Jesus will be great, a very important person, powerful. Second thing, he's the Son of the Most High, high above us in importance because he's God's son. Third thing, he will have a throne. Who sits on thrones? Kings and queens. So the throne tells us he's a ruler. Okay, he will be a king on a throne. Fourth thing, he will reign forever. We've already thought this morning that human rulers, human celebrities, they come and go, don't they? But here is someone who will reign forever. And the fifth thing is that his kingdom will never end. Now, when Jesus grew to be an adult, we won't turn to look at it, but when Jesus grew to be an adult, it says a bit later in this account, the angels helped King Jesus. The evil spirit Satan had been tempting Jesus. Jesus didn't give in to Satan. But after that encounter, the good spirits, the angels, they came and served King Jesus. But they did not help him when he was going to be arrested. When Jesus' friends tried to stop Jesus being arrested and killed, Jesus said this, kind of this. Jesus said, "Do you not think I cannot call my Father? And he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels." Now, one legion of angels is 6,000. So 12 legions of angels is 72,000. That's a lot of angels. And Jesus could have said, "Come and help me." 72,000 angels. We've seen that they're more powerful than humans. That would have kept Jesus safe. But Jesus did not ask for that help. It's amazing, isn't it? Do you know why he didn't ask for that help? The very next thing Jesus said at that episode was, "But how would the scriptures be fulfilled that says it must happen this way?" He could have had the help from the angels to keep him safe from being arrested and killed. But the scripture said, it must happen this way. Do take the leaflets away that are on the seats. They explain that more fully to you. Why Jesus let that happen. But let me finish with the lesson from the message of Gabriel about this great King Jesus who is to come. For those of you who are visitors today, do you want God to know you? And do you want to know God? Perhaps you have not personally experienced engaging with God. God does want to know you, which is why he sent his son Jesus. And he sent his angel to prepare. But the angel came to tell us about Jesus, not so that we could spend our time being focused on the spirits of the spirit world. God was doing a new thing in the world, so he sent his spirit messenger to tell humans to get ready for the King Jesus. You will not get to know God by focusing on the spirit beings and a vague interest in them. The Bible says you need to pay attention to Jesus. So please take the leaflets. There are various leaflets on the seats, the smaller leaflets like this. This booklet that is free, Light and Life, take that. There's some of the accounts of Jesus on the table in the entrance. Those are free. And if you brought a credit card or a debit card, Sophie, can you give us a wave? Or Sophie, can this book's £3.55. Tells the stories of those people that I mentioned we're looking at this year. Gabriel, Mary, Joseph, Herod, and another person. Look to Jesus. Don't look to the spirits to engage with God. Come to church to learn here about Jesus, the King who God sent so that we could be amongst his people. If you are a believer in Jesus, that means God does know you. His son Jesus has defeated the evil spirit Satan. You are safe. And you are starting to live out the truly human life that God has made you for. So stick with Jesus and let him be the person who is leading your life. Seek to let him be king over your life as God the Father has appointed him as king. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. If you agree with this prayer, please join me with an amen at the end. Almighty God, thank you for sending Gabriel to teach us about Jesus. You have made Jesus king forever. Help us not to disregard and disobey him like the demons, but to truly live under his reign like the angels. Amen.